There you go. Good morning, family. It's truly an honor to stand here before you today and share communion, and share my message for communion. I saw the story. Have any of you walked into a store like Costco and got stopped by a salesman trying to get them to join their service carrier? I have. They promise you free cell phones, discounts, all kind of good stuff, right? And it sounds like a good deal at first, but then you go home and read the fine prints, and you find hidden fees, long-term commitments, and other items that were not disclosed at first. And then you remember, well, if it sounds too good to be true, typically it is, right? That's how it is in the world today, outside of the kingdom of God, of course. Things are usually not what they seem. There's usually a catch, some kind of important detail between the lines, some kind of strings attached, right? Even with certain relationships, at times, things can be transactional. And I can be guilty of that myself. I used to believe that my salvation was also transactional. Shortly after giving my life to Christ, almost 2 years ago here at Northview, I asked myself, what now? I'm saved, right? How do I secure my salvation? I know I have to give, I have to fellowship, I have to tithe properly, but how do I measure that? I was convinced that Jesus did his part for me on the cross. Now it's my time to do my part. I wrestled with this for months. But Paul answers that in Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. He says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift from God, not of work, not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Sometimes I tend to overlook certain words when I read a passage like that. Paul says, "For it is by grace you have been saved." Grace. Paul mentioned that word over 100 times in his writings. He emphasizes that grace is a free gift for both the Jews and the Gentiles. But what is grace? I'll give you another example. Imagine I'm driving 90 miles per hour on the 75. Just imagine. For the sake of the story. And the police officer pulls me over, right? And hands me a citation. I'll probably have to appear in front of a judge and receive my punishment. That would be justice. I broke the law. I put my life and the life of other people at risk. I surely deserve that, right? Now imagine, instead of giving him a citation, he gives me a warning. He tells me, "Be careful," and sends me on my way. That would be an example of mercy. Now picture this. Instead of a citation, or a warning, the officer comes to my window and says, "I'm not going to punish you. I'm going to do you a favor, and I'm going to escort you to your destination." That's grace. We have seen God's justice. Remember the days of Noah, remember the flood, the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We've seen his mercy. Let's think of the times that he gave chances after chances. Now with Jesus paying the price for you and for me at the cross, he gave us a chance at salvation. And by accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we receive God's grace. Which, by the way, he had planned since the fall of man in the garden. Yes, I will continue to fellowship. I will continue to give back. I will do the things that Christians do. But with this scripture, I feel very encouraged. And it gives me peace knowing that I have God's grace. As we take communion today, let's reflect on this gift, this special gift. A gift with no fine prints, no hidden items. Let's be confident and assured that our salvation does not depend on us, nor on our deeds, but on Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you to thank you, God, for this amazing grace, this amazing gift, Father, the biggest gift you've ever given us. That we don't have to rely on ourselves, on our strengths, on our deeds, God, to make it to you. But through your son, Jesus, we are able to, God. I pray that we can remember that, God, every day we walk with you, every day we walk with Christ, that we walk with grace. And it is in your son's name that I pray. Amen.